We are headed to Amy's. I don't know if I told you or not, but they had the flight from hell last night, I guess you'd call it. Pardon my French. I warned them about a storm that was in Atlanta, and if the flight to them would have been on time when they was up at Arkansas, they'd have been just fine. But it was delayed. So by the time they caught their flight and come back to Atlanta, the other flight had already taken off. And so they had to rent a car and drive home from Atlanta to here and never got home till 3 o'clock in the morning. So we're taking dinner over to them tonight. Bernice made lasagna and all the sides.
Glad they made it home safely. I hate to have such a bad trip, but anymore that just seems to be part of it, doesn't it? And I hope they enjoy the lasagna with sides.
Oh, the joy of flying. Yes, you made them a salad. She's got homemade oatmeal cookies, of which you know are good. They just come out of the oven. And she got pineapple, strawberries, and what else in that salad, Mom? Grapes, peaches, you name it. Just broke me today, I'm telling you. And the kitchen, well, it looks like Hiroshima after they dropped the bomb.
I'm sure she'll take care of it when she has time.
Well, me first, you know.
She seems to do a pretty good job at that.
Some eggs. I don't know how the egg situation is for tomorrow. Do you, Mom? She's got to calculate, so just send me a text. Oh, so we're taking them a couple of dozen. The daughter tried to feed the big grandson store-bought eggs the other day, and she sent a picture of him with this peculiar look on his face and pointing at his plate. And he said, these aren't grandma's eggs.
It's hard to tell the difference once you get used to eating fresh eggs.
The young ones over there on the far side, they still just one of them laying. And when the cones on their head starts turning red, that's when Bernice says they start laying. And we got how many more it's turning red? Two more? One for sure. But won't be a problem once we get them to go on. And don't seem to help kick them in the butt. But I went out there and checked on them. And it was 100 degrees there in the carport a while ago when we were just leaving. We're just up here at the first stoplight waiting in a big line of traffic as usual.
Milford Church Road, that intersection.
Right at the dollar store there.
This intersection has been a problem the whole time I've been running my tour out.
Very bad there. Before they done this, I wrote them letters. I told them my neighbor, Roy, the ambulance got stopped there, and they had to try to turn that big ambulance around and go over to 14. Which is quite a ways back, and getting down to Greenville to the Heart Center, that could have cost him his life. And so I wrote him a letter and complained about it. And she said, well, there's no funding for it, but, you know, they did come up pretty quick after that and do it, so I'll give them a star on the wall for that. They're doing something here now at this Exxon station. I don't know what it is. Oh, gas line all the way down here. That's what it is. There's a line of traffic from one intersection to the other down here, as per usual. How was your day?
Pretty good. I didn't have any problems at all until late this afternoon. Then I had a customer call and complaining about his scanner wasn't doing something. So I had to swing back by there and babysit that.
Electronics will do that. It was probably a classic case of operator error, wasn't it?
Sure. If it was operator error or just a glitch in the software, but it was just a matter of software on the scan tool was at a different level than the software on the part that hooks to the car, and they weren't communicating properly. So all I had to do was go in and update the VCI is what it's called, and clear the memory on all of it, and away she goes.
remember a thing they called UART, a Universal Synchronous Receiver Transmitter. Those can give me a little trouble now and then on the CNCs.
It's just a matter of, I've been through it more than once, and it's not that big a deal. It's just if somebody skips that update on that VCI, because they don't want to wait just a minute for it to do it, that's what you run into.
Yeah, I've worked hours and hours on machine tools, and come to find out it was the programming that caused it. And those things used to run off of tape machines that were punched in the office, and they were binary coded decimal, and I'd have to try to figure that out. And I just don't know how I done it, Patrick. I ain't that smart. Yeah, you wouldn't believe the first tape reader we had. It had little fingers in it, and it'd reach up in that tape. With, I don't know what, they looked like telephone relays with a bunch of contacts. That was a nightmare. And then it was a real good thing when they went to photoelectric ones. But paper tends to shed, and you get one little piece of dust on a photocell, it don't work. But at any rate, the good old days. I'm glad I'm done with that, to be honest with you. I just wish I'd learned more about the computers like you use at home and that. I tried going to school on it, and I had a couple of bar flies set behind me, and they kept popping their gum behind me. Well, I worked on high voltage all my life, and every time they do that, I jump. And I asked the instructor to tell them to knock that off. It's a classroom, and he didn't have the guts. He was a wimp. So I just zoom, or I'd have just moved. But that was bothering everybody.
You always got to have that one or two. That got to be a distraction. Look at me, look at me. One cause problems for everybody. I know I've dealt with them too.
Well, I was watching the news briefly a while ago. They had a fatality up someplace north. Was that on I-26? Yeah, big traffic jam up there. But I'm not sure that it was 26, but they called the coroner out, and I don't think you go up 26 anyways, do you?
I stay away from the interstate. 25 is about as big a highway as I get on.
It's usually a joy. Whenever we went to Cherokee here earlier in the year, we always go that way. It's a little longer, but I don't care.
It's not too bad, except for where the bridges are crumbling underneath us.
Feel too secure. We're just passing Taylor's Orchard here. Traffic is the normal thing about this time of day. But at any rate, nothing more to report. You about up to where you drop your truck off yet?
I'm getting close. I've got another probably 5-10 minutes.
Well, I better let you go. I'm getting down here towards Wade Hampton, and as you know, they walk among us, and they drive among us. So I better concentrate entirely here. Glad you had a good day, Patrick, and we'll catch you down the line. Give me a text tomorrow. This is N0TR.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice and the family have a good evening, and I will definitely shoot you a text sometime tomorrow. KO4HKX. Clear.
Have a nice day, Patrick. That was the War Department in 0TR. I don't know if that was you or not, Patrick, in 0TR.
Me. KO4HKX. It sounded like it might have been an Echo Link station trying to get in.
Engine 02.
4CBA mobile.
I think Patrick might still be here a minute, Dave. Go ahead if you are, Patrick. Dropping his truck off. Good afternoon, Dave. How's your day?
Of all the days I've had, this is one of them. Tell you that. Going pretty good, I guess. And I think I'm about over my ailment here, so I'm going to start playing tennis again Monday. And one of the things the medicine's been doing is made me real tired and fatigued and achy, and I don't feel like that anymore though. The last couple of days, and I'm done with the medicine. The oral medicine, and so I'm going to try and cut grass tonight when it gets a little cooler, and see how that goes.
I mean this in a mean way, you know better, but you don't sound like yourself, and you ought to stay out of this heat. It was 100 when I left home there just a minute ago, and I would think you'd probably be safer if you put off playing tennis for a few days next week until the temperature can come back. There's no use stressing yourself out. You just don't sound like the good old Dave.
Tom, thanks for all the encouragement. I really appreciate that. Well, I have been kind of hoarse. I'm not sure why. I don't know, it could be a side effect of the medicine or something, but anyway, you know, I'll know when I'm pushing it out there, so, you know, if it gets to be too much, I'll just have to bow out gracefully.
Feather air.
Rare.
But listen to Tom. This is Bernice.
I thought that might have been that redheaded that he had the other day in the car with him.
Maybe even 1.5. Well, if I was maybe 30, 40 years younger, I might be that stupid.
Stupid? I'm not following you.
I have a young girl in the car, but at 76, you know what, that's a past tense.
You'll have to settle for an old one.
Yeah, there's silver threads among the gold, Dave.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have pulled back in the driveway. I ran over to Advance Auto over here, you know, next to Walmart and Taylor's, to get some freeze off, and it's a real good penetrating lubricant. I mean, it's just it's a miracle worker. I mean, I used to think WD-40 was the thing, but man, this stuff is just unbelievable, and it worked so good, and I'd be daggum if I didn't drop mine and it broke the neck off where it squirts out of the can. And I don't see any way for me to fix it. I mean, I got half a can left. Really kind of makes me sick.
I'm sick. You're groggy, but and I mean that in a caring way. But, Dave, I'm curious. I've never heard of that. I bought some spray-on stuff that had silicon in it. There was a penetrating stuff. WD-40, my neighbor, he just wouldn't use it. He was an old-timer for many, many years. And he says it evaporates and it don't stay right. Then I've tried liquid wrench, and then at work we had penetrating oil. It's kind of a red oil. But why do they call that freeze-off?
Well, I think mainly it works. Nuts and bolts, you can spray it like around a nut on both sides of it, if you can get to both sides, and then the bolt, you can spray it on it, and it'll actually go around the bolt and up into the, where you can't reach. And, and you just let it sit there, 2 or 3 minutes, and I've gotten exhaust studs off without breaking them. It's just a miracle worker. And, these impact wrenches are so strong. I've seen them break a lug nut off, when somebody cross threads one. That's the last thing you want to do. That's the way it goes sometimes. Well, I'm in the driveway here, so I'm going to have to jump out of here and get some other things done. And, I'll see how it goes tonight.
Help to you, and thanks for the info. Yeah, exhaust manifolds are a booger sometimes. It sounded like it might be some R134 mixed with a lubricant in it. It freezes it or shrinks it, and it lets the oil get inside of it, I'm just guessing, of course. But our grandson, Lou's working on cars and engines, so I'll give him the old tip of the day from Grandpa tonight and play like it's from me. take care of yourself, Dave. KB4CBA in 0TR73.
Yeah, you can, you can be the hero in that and just say, hey, I found out about this stuff. It's called freeze-off. You need to try it. But I don't think you'd be disappointed. I never have been, and I've worked on a lot of cars and trucks and everything else. So anyway, all right, well, I'm going to go too, and you have a good evening. Both of you, Bernice, make him behave. And this might be a two frying pan night. I don't know. Anyway, 73s and 0TR KB4CBA.
Okie doke, Dave. And anything you tell me on automobiles, I take it very seriously. And Patrick, you both have years of experience, and that's what counts. KB4CBA and 0TR 73s, Dave.